Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Business isn't easy. You know, you hear these stories about people that go into business and they make a fabulous amount of money and they live in a mansion at the beach and they've got the fancy cars and they live the grand lifestyle. But the majority of business people, 99.99% of them, have to work very hard. There's nothing easy about it. So you have to be on your game all of the time. And business can absolutely just tear you apart if you're not understanding exactly what's going on. There are good times in business, and there are bad times in business. And hopefully we're in a trend of business that business is going to be fine for many years to come, and we're going to continue to prosper. But when business is good, we need, as business people, to make sure that we are maximizing our profits. We are out there selling all the time. We're not sitting back saying, well, it's just coming in. We don't have to worry about it. We're doing everything that we can to create more business, more profit, growing our business, making sure our brand is becoming stronger, making sure that we're putting the right people in the right place, hiring right people, and that we are just becoming a force in our particular segment of the marketplace. And that's one thing that happens in business, and that's the joyful time. You know, many times when that's happening, business people pull back. They're not as intense. They just say, well, I'm making money. What does it matter? But it does matter, because there will be a time, and hopefully not in many for many years to come, but there will be a time when business is not good, and we have to weather that storm. So we want to make sure when business is good that we are maximizing our profits, we're putting some money away, we're making sure that we're shoring up all aspects of our business, whether it's marketing, employees, whatever the case happens to be. But there is a real benefit in the bad times in business. And what is that? Well, it gives you the opportunity to really look at your business. What are we doing? How are we operating this business? What business should we be in? What should our products be? How much staffing should we have? How do we run a more efficient business? Many times when business is going good and the profits are rolling in, we become very inefficient. We hire people that we really didn't need. We buy things that we really didn't need. We expand in a way that really wasn't smart. But when things get tough, when the business turns from prosperity to recession, and again, I'm not seeing that in the future. We're just having a conversation here. We have to absolutely just bear down, analyze our business, make sure we know what we're doing, understand, get rid of what's not working, and then continue to work on what is working. And many times you're going to find that when the bad times come, there are people who make great sums of money because they see it coming. They jump right in. They put themselves in a position of saying, what do I need to do now? Not 6 months from now, not a year from now. So let's work this both ways. Let's make sure that we are capitalizing on the success and the growth in the economy right now, which is phenomenal, and may it last many, many years. But let's keep our eye on the ball. Let's make sure that we're not overspending, that we're not putting people on that we don't need, that we're not expanding in a way that doesn't make sense. So many years from now, when we do have that downturn, we are prepared for it. Works both ways. It's called being in business. There is no just uphill climb. There's an uphill climb. There might be a short downhill burst, and we climb right up again. And if we know what we're doing when we're running our business and we're really running our business and it's not running ours, we will be successful all of the time. We don't have to just be successful in good times. This is Howard Lewinter, and keep in mind, I expect that we're going to have prosperity for a long period of time. And, of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.